Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And coming up in this hour, one of the things we'll talk about is something Babylon Bee had a blast with yesterday. In fact, I'll share that. In regard to the president, the praise he received from Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root has been on this program, and he had a pretty, let's just say, over-the-top assessment of the president. We're going to share what that was, and Babylon Bee, their take on this, it's too funny. Just too funny. Let's go out to a call from David. Good morning, David.
Hey, Vince.
Yes, sir.
I want two things. On your show is great. And second is, I want to commend your parents for bringing you up to be so smart.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your kind words.
Oh, man, so Vince, I saw this on the Science Channel, so naysayers won't think it was Fox, but had this thing on Science Channel said in 2000, the North Pole has been drifting west for years, and in 2000 it started drifting east for the first time ever at four times the rate it was going west. Well, what they said was is that in India and China, that India right now is pumping for irrigation, they're pumping water out of the earth to be equivalent to the water in Lake Erie every 2 years. And in China, they have poured more concrete in the past 3 years than America did in the 20th century.
Really?
And they were talking about, as if you had a soccer ball and you put a big glob of putty or something on the side of it, it would change the rotation of that. And they were saying, if just kind of fun, they said, in the future, they might have to have more people to move to Chile to counterbalance the weight because of that's what was causing. And they said if it continued, the equator and sometime in the future would be in Chicago.
This is kind of amusing, isn't it? Is this actually offered as serious science?
This was on the Science Channel, Vince.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I was so shocked. That's why I was calling to tell you that, because your listeners are pretty well educated, and something like this that I'd never heard of. And I was thinking, if it's a 2000, that's right after the time period that gave Al Gore his chance to start making all his money off of it.
You're not suggesting this is all about money, are you? David, I am in shock. Call the media. Hey, I appreciate your...
let you check in that, because you have more resources than we do.
Well, I think I will pass on that one, but I appreciate you suggesting. Seriously, if I'm not being disrespectful to you, just out of curiosity, I may read something on this sometime just to see. I don't know what to say about some of these things. I really don't. I mean, one of the things that I've said before, that we're at a point in history where people are so determined. And if we hearken back to the call from David before the end of last hour, the thing that people do not want to do is to open their hearts and their minds to a sovereign God. Anything but that. Wasn't planning to wander into this, but it's the same thing. In regard to relationship, we would much rather find our own way or think we're finding our own way than just relate to our Creator. You know, that's the most horrible thing in the world. So we're going to do all of these weird things and call them science in the effort to explore and find answers. It's really insane is what it is. Let's go out to a call from Joe in York. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you very much. Very timely topics. Unbelievable. It's incredible. The ignorance, and it's not ignorance, it's lack of education, which is ignorance. Right. But here's the thing. Our third world country is defined as exporting raw materials and importing finished products. That's what we learned in grade school. And that's exactly what the liberals and the far left want to happen to the United States. I don't want it to happen to the United States. We make the best products in the world, the best quality. What I want to happen is sensible things like, for instance, natural gas is one carbon. Methane is one carbon and two hydrogens. Gasoline is one carbon and four hydrogens. You burn hydrogens when you burn methane. When you burn gasoline, you burn two hydrogens instead of four for one carbon. So you can immediately reduce the global carbon dioxide caused by this kind of thing by converting everything to natural gas. But no, that's too simple. It's too cheap. And it's already been done. So all we have to do is modernize it. The car engines today could run on natural gas with a small kit change to the engine. But no one will make a huge amount of money because it's not going to electric, the solar power, which is crap. My brother lives in Florida, and he's seen whole fields of solar panels wiped out in one windstorm.
Wow.
Besides, that's not portable.
Yep. This is, again, part of your theory. I think this goes to where so many people are, the belief that this is driven by money and really the creative ways that they're finding to put money in their own pockets. That's the unfortunate thing about this. Dennis, you got a minute or less here.
Hello, Dennis. I think you're gone. I can barely hear you, but I'm calling about the concrete. The idea that China weighs more because of concrete, well, unless concrete can be heavier than the sum of its parts, all of it came from China, so it doesn't change the equation. Sort of like the old Wild Wild West where the sand is falling out of a container onto the scale, but the scale gets lighter.
Right. How does that happen? Oh, my goodness. It's too much, isn't it, Dennis? I think I don't know. I don't know what to say. I think we need to do
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some sort of examination of some heads somewhere. But who would do it? That's the question. That is the question. Hey, buddy. We're Vince Coakley listeners. We ain't smart enough to figure out that one carbon thing. So China's going to pour so much concrete it throws off the balance of the earth. Then maybe Guam really will capsize. What else do we have here? Vince, not to worry. We can adjust the Earth's rotation by having everyone in the world orient their vehicles in the same direction and then accelerate at the same time to exert force on the Earth to get it to rotate the way we want it to. Brilliant idea, Dwight. Before we continue on and share a couple of additional stories that we promised along the way, got to share this from social media. I just came across this. My friend Joe in Indianapolis, who is a conservative, as opposed to my friend Anthony, who is a raging liberal. Joe posted this. It's a picture of four different individuals and groups. The first picture is Michael Jackson. The second picture, the Beatles. Third picture, Elvis Presley. Fourth picture, Bill and Hillary Clinton. You know what it says on each one?
Uh-uh.
Michael Jackson, 18 hits. The Beatles, 27 hits. Elvis Presley, 30 hits. Bill and Hillary Clinton, 34 confirmed and still counting. Wow. That is brutal. People should be ashamed of themselves. Also, I cannot go without sharing these items from the text line. People quite amused by the observation that was shared from the Science Channel just a few minutes ago. Let's start with this one. Is Hank Johnson in charge of the Science Channel? I don't know. Is it even possible for something to be too funny? Asking for a friend. Yes. That is a good question. Absolutely crazy. If you argue with an idiot, man-made global warming advocate, all you prove is that you too are an idiot. All right. I think that's about all we can safely share from the text line without getting ourselves in trouble with the FCC. Let's go next to Jonathan. Good morning.
Morning, Vince. Love you, brother. You know, my road keep, or my job keeps me on the road. My job keeps me on the road, so every day I get to listen to you and John and Bo and Bo's friend. And so I like to think I get a pretty diverse and up-to-date information what's going on.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I heard something today that really got me perplexed. I know it's odd that news reports would ever come out conflicting one another, but correct me if I'm wrong, for the last year, one of the many things that people have been attacking Trump for is that children are being separated from parents at the border. You know, unlike any other criminal or citizen in America that gets thrown in jail, gets separated from his child. But anyways, they beat up on him saying he's anti-immigration because he separates kids. Even though this practice was going on 10 years before he came on, and the cages were Obama, regardless, they do that. So he goes the extra mile, and today I hear that he announced that he's changing the policy so that the kids stay with the parents until the court hearing. And the ACLU comes out and says that he's targeting, he's a racist, and he's targeting immigration, and it's nothing but immigration hate. I am lost. How do these two correlate?
Go figure. No matter what, and you know this to be the case, no matter what is developed as a policy, the left will find some reason to complain. They're not going to be pleased with anything the administration does. That's the bottom line. That's what it comes down to. How do you see the resolution in this situation, Jonathan?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, in all honesty, finish the wall, monitor the the access ports, the control ports right there. And I think he's making the right decision about keeping the family together until the court hearing's done. And I think he went way and above beyond making Mexico start taking some responsibility for these immigrants as well.
Hey, I'm with you on that. Hey, I appreciate your call, Jonathan. And one of the things, we've discussed this plenty of times before. In fact, we shared this the other day with fresh information. The fact that there's no guarantee when children come here with adults that they are in any way related to those adults. So we're dealing with a tremendous assumption here about children being separated from parents. How do you know? How do you know those are the kids' parents? It's just a colossal mess. Very, very sad. Let's go next to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah. Excuse me. One of the big problems that I see is a misunderstanding of this natural gas is, well, I'm going to tell you about one city as an example, Denver, Colorado. Now, that's not what we call a town that elects Republicans. But yet it has all of its city vehicles running on natural gas.
And you think this is certainly a good thing?
Well, I do.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, that's a solution if somebody says that gasoline and diesel fuel is contributing to pollution. It might be contributing to pollution in a city like Denver, but I'm not convinced it's causing global warming.
And you're not alone in the conclusion you've drawn there. Thanks very much for your call there, Steve. Let's go next to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I think you guys stumbled onto something really good. Ask the question, only one, for the gun, the authority to have a gun, right? And the question is, if you move material or concrete a couple miles, will it cause the earth to shake? And those are the guys you don't want to have guns.
You know, you're absolutely right about this. Now we have the justification to take their weapons away. Mike, thank you very much. You've really done us a great service here by putting us onto this really brilliant idea here. I don't have a name to go with this one for some reason. It just says Mr. something? Mr. Diversity? Okay, Mr. Diversity, take it away.
Hey, how are you doing, my man?
Yeah, in fact, you need you to turn the radio down before you... there you go.
I just want to hear some diverse perspective for you.
Okay, go for it.
So, I've got a couple things I want to comment on. So, first, with the immigration issue and some of the critiques that are valid, but some are not. And here's one that I think we all need to be considering. What is it that requires our government to create a hotel or apartment type environment for parties that are not legally in the country? Now, I'm not against immigration at all, but I'm just saying that the standards that are being required just are not logical. I mean, am I missing something here?
What kind of standard are you referring to?
So if you come here, why do you have, what says you should be housed in an apartment or fed or, I mean, I didn't know that the government was required to house people who come here.
That is a very interesting observation. So you're saying if I cross the border illegally, I don't have a right to any housing.
That's what I would have thought. I mean, am I missing something? Or what is it that says that the government has to house you?
You're not missing a thing here. Not at all. Were there other items you were wanting? This is such a brilliant observation that do you have other things you wanted to share?
No, that was
okay. That's a great one. And do call again. I'm not being smart aleck. And I don't think our caller is being smart aleck either. You know, what guarantees should be given here?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Which one do I start here? How about here? Vince, what grade do you give Obama? Oh, that's pretty easy. That was an F. It really was. And this isn't a partisan thing either. It was an F. Because he screwed up everything. Everything. And the relational part was entirely missing. See, I'm not going to go down this road. Next, also on the text line, Vince, I hope you, as a never-Trumper, you know what? Just because this person called me that, I'm not even going to share this person's text. Because it's stupid. It tells me this person does not even engage their mind. Because continuing to insist on this narrative. And see, this is my big problem. I would have to say I have more of a problem with Trump's supporters than I do with Trump himself. I think that's a pretty accurate assessment. It's what people have done with him that most disgusts me. Like Wayne Allen Root. King of the Jews? Really? King of Israel? I mean, the one thing I would give Wayne Allen Root, if I were to talk to him again, I would give him credit for is at least being honest, okay? Because I think that's what millions of other people are actually doing. They are turning him into a king. Anyway, let's take a look at the day in history. Travel down I-85 to our upstate studio in Greenville, and our good friend Lonzo is ready to answer 5 questions for us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm disappointed because of the way you read the Star Wars references, like you had no idea what they were talking about.
Because I'm not a big Star Wars guy. I should have had Johnny do that, shouldn't I?
He's more of a Star Trek guy, but he could have pulled it off better than you.
I'm sure he could have.
The midichlorians, that was a stumble a little bit.
But sorry about that.
That's okay.
It's the end of the world. I failed. 1775, King George III declared these people to be in full rebellion. Who is he referring to? 1775.
The Huns.
Oh, come on. Anybody else want to try that here? Who is in full rebellion, according to King George?
America.
Yeah, America.
The colonies. I'm sorry.
It's us. We were the troublemakers here. Interestingly enough, this is where we get our vengeance. 1851. This was an interesting contest. The America's Cup. How did it become the America's Cup in 1851? Do you know what happened to bring this about?
I'm so disappointed that I misheard that first question. I'm about to excuse myself from the whole process.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
There are people out there screaming at me. I know.
It's all right.
I didn't hear King George. I only heard part of it.
It's okay. It's all right, man. It's okay.
Now I'm trying to avoid this question, too.
Well, this is a tricky one. Actually, I'll just tell you. The American yacht, America, outraced a British yacht to win what will become the America's Cup. So this
was a big deal.
Listen,
you're the only one.
We took them out.
You're the only one around here who has a yacht, so we have no
idea. Oh, man. No, far from it. I would get a plane before I would get a yacht. I'll tell you that much for sure. 1902, this was the first president to ride in an automobile in 1902. I'll have to give you a hint as to who this was. He had another relative who later became president.
Roosevelt.
You're correct. This was Teddy, who rode in an automobile first time in 1902. 1911, this artwork stolen in Paris and recovered 2 years later.
Mona Lisa.
Yes, you
sing
are
it.
Correct.
Sing it, Vince. You know you want to sing
it. Mona Lisa lost her smile. Yeah, something like that.
I got to save that one.
Yeah, you'd better not. I don't know what the heck you'd do with it.
Oh, you'll find out eventually.
Yes, I will. 1968 special visitor in South America, in Bogota, to be specific. Who was this special visitor who, let's just say, made
the
a
Pope.
Spiritual pilgrimage? Yeah, you are correct. See, you redeemed yourself, Mr. Reitzel.
No, I didn't. There's no redemption from that mess.
Oh,
ever.
It's okay. You're fine. You're fine. There are worse things that could happen. By the way, I've got to tell you about a movie that a friend is roping me into going to see. In fact, I need to look this up quickly. I think it's called Ready or Not. Is that the name of the movie that's out? It's some sort of, yes, that's the name of the movie. It's a horror comedy. Have you heard about this, Lonzo?
I have not.
Basically, this woman and man get engaged, and as part of the engagement, she has to survive being hunted by this guy's family members.
Sounds like Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Lonzo, I can't
believe.
And
my family's from there, too, so, you know.
Yes, The Atlantic did a review on this, and they referred to this as a clever horror comedy about entitled rich people. You know, that is, you know, pretty much what has happened here, and it's going to be interesting. I have just been asked to hang out and watch this, so this will be the first movie I've been to in, I don't know, it's been maybe over a year. And what's the main challenge tonight, Lonzo? You can say it quickly. What's my main challenge?
Staying
awake. Yes. I knew it was coming. I just let him have it. Have yourselves a great day. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.